we're going to discuss a very, very basic and very, very important question. A question that many people ask. And that is like this. Everybody knows that there's a concept called Gilgulim. In English, that's reincarnation. What does that mean? That the neshama comes down to this world, and when it comes upstairs, after it does its avodah with that body, the Eibishter tells it, hey, you know what? You missed out a bunch of mitzvahs. There were certain things that you should have done differently. So how do they deal with this neshama? They send it back down to another body. And then it comes back up, it says, yeah, you did a 50% job. Time to go back down. So it could be that neshama was down 5 or 10 times until it fixed everything it had to do. So now comes the time for Tchiyas HaMeisim. And the neshama has 10 bodies that it was in. Which body gets the neshama? How does it work? There's one neshama, it has 10 bodies. Now what? How does it work? Who gets which body will be zoicha to Tchiyas HaMeisim? And the truth is, it's a big discussion in Zohar and other places regarding this inyan. And there are many, many different shittas. There actually is a fascinating explanation of the Kedushas Levi. The Kedushas Levi is the tzaddik of Yitzchok Mibarditchev. And he explains a fascinating thing, that it's going to be parts of different bodies that are going to come together for that neshama. What does that mean? Each part of the body is connected to different mitzvahs. So the body parts, which represent the mitzvahs that the neshama did and elevated with a certain body, so that body part will come back in Tchiyas HaMeisim. So it could be that there'll be a heart from one, the feet of the other, the hands of the other. But that sounds interesting. But the Rebbe has a very, very different biur and understanding in this whole inyan. In Igros Kodesh Chelek Beis, Amud Ayin Gimel, the Rebbe addresses this question. And in short, the Rebbe brings down from the Zohar, and the Rebbe explains from different Kabbalah Svarim that the neshama has many, many different parts. Each part of the neshama gets elevated through the avodah of the neshama in the body. Now, each body gets affected by the neshama as well. So the part of the neshama which was elevated through body number one will come back into this world with body number one. Let's say the neshama has 10 parts and it was in 10 different bodies, and each part of the neshama was elevated by a different body. So that body will come back to this world in Olam HaTchiyah and Tchiyas HaMeisim with that part of the neshama that it elevated. I want to quote you, for example, Torah Sholem, or the Sichas of the Rebbe Rashab. If you open up Torah Sholem, page 211, where they ask the Rebbe Rashab about different Gilgulim, and they said, what's going to be in the time of Tchiyas HaMeisim? So this is what the Rebbe Rashab answered. Page 211. As in them guf was the neshamat im ufketon eze zichuch yener vet oivstein. A body that was elevated, that was purified, refined by the neshama, that there was actual avoida done, so that body will get up. And with what will it get up? It's obviously going to get up with the part of the neshama that elevated it. Now, I see many of you are questioning, and rightfully so, what I just said. And the question that everybody has is a very simple question. And that is, how is it that you're going to have 10% of the neshama? How is it going to give life to the entire body? Nowadays, you have 100% neshama. You have the whole neshama. So, and it's giving chayis to the body. What we just explained is that when Mashiach comes, a person in his body will get the part of the neshama that elevated that part of the neshama through the avodah in that body. So wait, so does that mean that each neshama is going to have 10%, each body is going to have 10% neshama? And if that's the case, how is it going to have enough juice? How is it going to have enough chayis? How is it going to have enough power to give life to the entire body? A very, very good and obvious question. And this question the Rebbe addresses on page Ayin Dalit in Igdus Kodesh Chelek Beis, and in the Rebbe's words, Ve'ein lahakshoyz, don't ask, Di'im kein yikabim b'nei odom shein b'em el eze chalokim protim me'anefesh v'loi nefesh shleima. Don't ask that it will come out that people will only have part of their neshama and not an entire neshama. Why isn't that a proper question? So the Rebbe lays down a very strong foundation. And the Rebbe says like this, Ki zois lemudoi, I want to establish a fact. Asher kol chelek mi'anefesh kolul mikol achlokim. Every part of the nefesh really has every other part in it. V'chol chelek b'fnei atzma yutzir koi mashlema. Each part of the neshama is like a full neshama inside of it, even though compared to the general neshama, which it's part of, which for example, Be'etzem, we're all part of the neshama of Adam Rishon. Yet each part of the neshama is considered a full neshama. So even if you have a chelek of a neshama inside the body, it has the full koyach of the neshama to give koyach to that body, and therefore it won't be working on 10%. That body will have a full neshama inside of it, which is enough to give it chayis and give it life in the time of Mashiach. Now in Ha'ara 17, the Rebbe says, Ein kan amokim levar inyin ze ba'arucha. Now is not the place to explain this at great length. However, the Rebbe wants to give an example, a moshel, which should make it a little clearer. Now you have to hermit cup, you have to think about this abstract moshel. And the Rebbe says like this, I'll give you an example. You have somebody, a yid, that was very, very good. He was mitztayin with the mitzvah of Ve'haftos Hashem Elekecha. And he elevated that part of the neshama that had to deal with Avos Hashem. Says the Rebbe, when this body will get up with Tchias HaMesim, and he's only going to have the part of the neshama which is connected to Avos Hashem. So how is that going to help him with everything else? Says the Rebbe. Hinei b'chol zeh, nevertheless, he will also have the other parts of the nefesh. Why? The nefesh will be misboinin b'gdulas Hashem to do the mitzvah v'yadaitos Hashem. It's also going to be have automatically yiras Hashem. But this is only going to be because he loves Hashem and therefore he wants to do his will. Or because he wants to know the greatness of the one that he loved. So therefore, in such a case, he's going to be afraid to be separate from the person that he loves. In other words, Ava could also lead to Yira. And in essence, what the Rebbe is explaining over here, that while it's true that he has one facet, one part of the neshama, he has the Avos Hashem, but that part, every mitzvah, can actually lead you to the other mitzvahs. We have an interesting klal, and that is oisik b'mitzvah poter min ha-mitzvah. Somebody that's oisik in a mitzvah, he's poter from other mitzvahs. Why? Because b'emes, inside every mitzvah is kolol, we all come from the same shoydesh, the rotzen Hashem. That's why all the mitzvahs we say, asher kiddishono b'mitzvah, there's a general kiddishono when it comes to mitzvahs. And therefore, b'etzem, all the mitzvahs are an expression of the Eibishter's Ratzon, as the will of the Eibishter. And therefore, inside each mitzvah is kolol all the other mitzvahs. Al derech zeh, when it comes to the parts of the neshama, even though it's only one bechina, even though it's only one part of the neshama, this part of the neshama has a shaychus to all other parts and can lead you to all other types of avoidas. Each avoida, it's a nefesh achas shlema. And therefore, the Rebbe's approach to this is very poshut. Everybody will get up in Tchiyas HaMeisim, Neshamis Beguf. Each guf, individual guf, will have the part of the neshama which it elevated, which it did its avoida with. That part of the neshama will have in it the maximum koyach, will have all the koyach necessary to give chayis to the neshama, and through that part of the neshama, you'll have access to all the other parts of the neshama and all the types of avodas Hashem.